Mystery Along the Danube, The Forgotten Jewel, A Rosetta Blessing Mystery, copyright 2018 by A. Nation. In an age long ago, the wealth of a man either was judged by how many lands he conquered or betrothing the women from his tribe to wealthy kingdoms. Sometimes gifts of great value are exchanged as representing a symbol of sovereignty. When they are lost or stolen, the owner may have no proof of power over his land or the tenants. As centuries and generations passed, wars obliterate titles and ownership. What if there was a way to restore the grandeur of ages gone by? Chapter 1, Harry Brown. Harry Brown, dressed in his khaki suit, shivered as he stepped out of his car and looked up and down the street. He pulled the front of his fedora hat down in case someone recognized him. Nighttime and overhead clouds had already cloaked the city in darkness. He turned his head when he heard sirens in the distance, then relaxed when he realized they weren't coming his way. Smoking the last bit of a cigarette, he withdrew the white cylinder from his lips and threw it in the gutter. He ran across the empty two-lane street and entered the payphone booth, making his call would change the rest of his life. He didn't want to use his cell phone while he called his buyer. The wiry chain smoker had the biggest deal in his sorry rotten life. His hit-and-miss income forced his girlfriend to give him an ultimatum. She told him she found employment in Maryland, and he better get a steady-paying job or she'd leave him. Since they first met, he tried to tell her his income wasn't steady, but that didn't sit well with her. "Yes, I have it," Harry Brown said into the payphone receiver. "Pay me first, and then I'll send it to you. You owe me. Good. Hang on, I need to check my account." In his life, Harry dealt on and off with loan sharks and a few scams of his own until he came across this medieval tale searching one day on the internet. After several contacts with book dealers, he hit the jackpot. A remote bookseller in upper New York State had what Harry hoped to find. He drove from Chicago to Latham, New York, and called on the store owner. Purchasing the diary for a good price, lower than the seller wanted, he soon found a buyer in Europe. If this exchange went down according to his plan, he could settle into a respectable life in the Bahamas with his girl. Under the dim light of a distant street lamp, he fumbled to open his cell phone with his other hand. Only wearing a light jacket, he shivered in the cool night air as he connected with his bank account. Holding the payphone receiver next to his ear, he remarked to his contact, "There's only half here. You said you'd transfer all of it," he barked. "Fine, but I better get my money by next week. I'll send it. Don't you worry. Look, there's an all-night postal service a block from here. You should get it in 24 hours. Hello?" Damn. His party had hung up. Harry slammed the payphone receiver down into his carriage. "I'll show him," he mumbled. He opened the diary and tore out several pages from the back end. Harry stuffed it into his left pants pocket as he stepped away from the phone shelter. A drizzle of rain drops dripped on his face as a breeze sent a chill through his thin frame. Clutching a small square package wrapped in plastic in his jacket pocket, he glanced back and forth down the empty street before dashing down the wet sidewalk.